We can all look back through the years and reflect on each of our own special memories that we share with Matthew and be glad we were part of his life. Our family trips, summers at Fishing Lake with the cousins, swimming and looking for adventure, having fun on the farm, and even being the odd spectator at a special sports game. We asked our boys what they remembered most about Matthew, thinking that it would be the times at the acreage playing on the trampoline, playing volleyball in the backyard, watching the football on TV, and being included in a family football pool, and winning a chocolate bar and going for a Slurpee with the cool guys. To our surprise, the reply was, "Matthew always took the time to talk to us, like we were important, like it mattered, like it mattered what we had to say. We wanted to be like him when we were little was how we felt." As the conversation continued, we talked about how caring of a person he was, and he was always smiling, as you all know, the smile that would warm anyone's heart, his passion for life, love for his family, and his great faith were his greatest strengths that our boys looked up to. Matthew was an amazing role model for our boys, along with the rest of us. We can admire all that we achieved in such a short time that he had on earth. I was reading a devotion book that I have read from cover to cover, over and over, and this one piece of writing made me think of Matthew right away because of his strong faith and commitment to God. I'd like to share it with you and know that Matthew would be saying to each of you right now that is, "I'm okay, you'll be okay, and it is okay." Did you ever wonder, since I'm God's child and he loves me dearly, then why did he let this happen to me, to the one I love? Why does he always suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? God never promised us exemption from trouble. Some pain, disappointment, and grief are a normal part of life. As long as we live in this world, we'll be subject to these robbers of happiness. Only in the next life, with our Lord, wipe away all tears from our eyes. This life is temporary, so are its sorrows. Often things happen to good God's children that appear to have no purpose. It's then we struggle to understand God's ways. We ask why. We want answers, but God usually doesn't give an answer. We simply don't know why. We see only the here and now. God sees the whole picture here and everywhere. Now and forever, you and everybody else. God sees all, knows all. God knows is best. Differs vastly from what we think is best. God is not obligated to act only in ways we can understand. God is not limited only to ideas that we can explain. Since the Lord does not consider it needful that we understand his reason for doing what he does, we live by faith. We know that Matthew lived by faith in the same way he set an example for our boys. We believe he is setting an example of faith for us all, even when we simply don't know why.